It's very clear that the Jews want to exterminate the European race. Richard Coudenhove Kalergi, who is the father of the European Union and who was funded by the Jewish bankers Rothschild and Warburg. Now, this man wrote a book called Praktischer Idealismus in 1925, in which he stated that the Jews are a master race and that the Jews can only assume the throne of rule over the world by weakening the European race, and that the means to weakening the European race would be to dissolve all the European nations, destroy all their cultural heritage and their national traditions, and replace that with the European Union, and then to invite in Africans, Middle Easterners, and Asians to dilute the blood of Europeans through miscegenation to the point where they became a degenerate mixed race. And then at that point, these people would no longer have any sense of nationhood, and the ancient Jewish messianic prophecies of world rule out of Jerusalem, with Jews maintaining their nationhood and their national status, it would fulfill the Jewish messianic prophecies that the Jews could then rule the world. And this was completely in line with what Nicolai had written in 1917 and has manifested itself recently with the invasion of immigrants from Africa, from the Middle East, and from Asia into Europe, America, and Australia. And they are deliberately setting about to genocide the white race and destroy all sense of nationhood and of national heritage and national culture in each of our nations.
At the end of days, you're going to need the iron of Esav, which represents Edom, which is the West, Europe, and the Americas, to get intermixed with Ishmael, which is basically Arabs and Muslims. How in the world was this ever going to happen if not for this refugee crisis? At the end of days, you're going to have this intermixing between Esav, Edom, which is the West, and the East, which is the Muslims and the Arabs, making this through this influx into the world. And they're going to have children, you know, I don't want to say by the dozens, but they're going to have a far larger birth rate than the indigenous people there, and they're going to sort of conquer by number. And there are many different sources for this. One of them in Yehezkel, chapter 14, and many other sources as far as this is concerned, where it's mentioned very, very vividly what will happen to the Jews and what will happen to Yerushalayim and what will happen to the world at that time, where there will be many, many people killed and so on and so forth. So the idea of having these refugees come into Europe, it's no longer a matter of whether it's right or wrong. It's just simply fulfillment of what it was meant to be all along. This is the fulfillment of, you know, the Hazal and the prophecies. This has to happen, and this is just another sign that we are nearing, you know, the completion of this tikkun of the entire world.
Le Mashiach viendra que quand Edom, l'Europe, la chrétienté sera totalement tombée. Donc je vous pose la question, c'est une bonne nouvelle que l'islam envahisse l'Europe? C'est une excellente nouvelle, ça annonce l'avenue de Mashiach. Excellente nouvelle.
Vous allez le payer très cher, les Européens. Mais à un point, vous n'avez même pas notion de quoi on parle. Et vous n'aurez pas au fil. Parce que tout le mal que vous avez fait à Israël, vous le paierez au centuple. Quand l'Italie disparaîtra, quand Edom, c'est pour ça que le QG de la chrétienté qui vient de Esav se trouve là-bas, quand cet endroit-là disparaîtra, et c'est ce que veut faire l'islam, il s'occupe. L'islam, c'est le balai d'Israël, sachez-le.
And we are saying, yes, we will love our neighbor. Last week, Pius organized a letter signed by over 1,200 rabbis. Can you imagine getting 1,200 rabbis to agree on one thing? But agree they did, and what they agreed was to ask our elected officials not to halt or even to limit the United States Refugee Admissions Program. And it's not just Pius. Jewish organizations of all kinds across the spectrum of Judaism are issuing statements in support of refugees.
These have included the Orthodox Union, the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, and so many of the Jewish organizations that you heard are co-sponsors of this event this evening.
I command to wipe out from among all the descendants of Esav, descendants of Amalek, male and female, young and old. And that is why Amalek is so terrible, and it has to be totally uprooted. Therefore, God tells us we should erase their memory, and we should eradicate them from the face of the earth. Who is Amalek? Amalek comes from Esav.
Esav, who in modern day terms is really basically, certainly one of them is America. Esav became Edom, which is a nation. Edom became Rome. Instead of it being Rome, it became Christianity. Christianity, of course, ultimately became Western civilization. So Esav today is really Western civilization.
But the new Rome, the United States, but the new Rome.
Esav is Europe, the United States.
The throne of God is incomplete until we destroy Amalek.
I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the Prime Minister of Israel, His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu.
Asking what's going to be with the Goyim when Mashiach comes. Will they be destroyed and annihilated? Someone asked, who cares? Okay. As a nation, they'll cease to exist, even as individuals. Every individual, no survivors. Not only as a nation, they'll cease to exist, even as individuals. As Goyim, they're gone. Their personality, they're, as they exist, bifnei atzmam, as they would exist independently of Klal Yisrael, they don't exist. They're done. In modern terminology, they call it cultural genocide.
אלוקים עשה אותם בשביל שיעשו פה...
בשביל לשרת את היהודים. כל הגויים שאתה רואה שיש בעולם, המיליארדים האלה, הם הכל רק בשביל שהיהודים יהיה להם איזה תוארת.
עכשיו,
אנחנו רואים את זה, אנחנו לא יודעים בדיוק.
היות ואנחנו בגלות, אז אוטומטי עדיין הם עוד לא משרתים אותנו לגמרי, רק חלקית.
כל אחד יהיה...
אוקיי,
כשמשיח יבוא, אז כל אחד יהיה לו...
יהיה לו
אלפים עבדים, 2,800
עבדים. בינתיים, המשיח לא כאן, אז איך הם משרתים אותנו?
הם בונים לנו רכבים, דירות, בניינים.
הם עושים הכל.
הם בונים את זה, למה? משרתים את היהודים.
אבל יש גם יהודים שעושים את זה.
בקושי.
I'll ask in English. Do you believe that the Gentiles, the Goyim, will one day become the slaves of the Jews?
It's part of the Torah.
I think that the Jew is a little more... I think that there will be a greater advantage to help Jews than the Jews.
Why?
Why? Because the Jew is my brother.
Okay, I'm not
going to give
you the number. On every Jew, it should be 800 or more.
Can we speak, can I ask you some questions?
About politically?
A little bit.
No.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on the current conflict. Though everything's happening, it's all an illusion?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that guy is one of the greatest optimists I've ever seen. How you doing? Can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah.
So somebody just threw a water balloon at us.
No, we can!
And now there's a crowd gathering. Because they're going to, they're saying that they're going to chase us away, and they're gathering numbers now, so there's a big flock of people that's going to chase us. Yeah, I'm not... So I'm not allowed to talk to anybody in the country.
They feel that we're elitist, that we think of ourselves as better than them, which we do. And therefore, they hate us. What can we do? God selected us, you know?
כשאני אומרת לכם ירושלים, מה עובר לכם בראש? מה זה ירושלים? בית המקדש.
כותל. מה עוד?
מי מאמין שבית המקדש ייבנה בשנים הקרובות? מה יש שם עכשיו על בית המקדש? אז מה יקרה מהמסגד?
יישבר.
אם כן פגש בשנה האחרונה ילד ערבי.
איפה פגשת ילד ערבי? ליד הכותל.
ודיברת איתו?
לא, הוא דחף אותי, אבל לא...
ומה קורה כשאתם רואים ילד ערבי? מה אתם מרגישים?
פשוט זעם.
מגזר?
אה, אתה לרצוח.
מה קורה כשאתם פוגשים ילד חילוני?
מה רחמה?
למה אתה מרחם על אף שלא נולד חרדי? מה הוא מפסיד?
הוא לא הולך
לדרך הנכונה. כשאתם חושבים על ירושלים בעוד 10 שנים.
כולם
חרדים?
לא כולם חרדים.
חלק ערבים, חלק
חרדים. כולם יהודים, יש גם ערבים שהם עובדים.
תהיה משיח, הבנתי. כן, מה אתה אומר?
שמחווה, כל הערבים ימותו. וחלק מהם יהיו עבדים.
זאת התרבות הישראלית, אנחנו מסתכלים עליהם כנחותים מאיתנו, אנחנו מתהלכים בהבנה שהערבי שווה פחות מאיתנו. לכן הוא מקבל את הביתה, ולכן הוא מקבל את הסתירה, ולכן אנחנו מחנכים כלבים שננעלים על הסתתות שלהם ולא עוזבים אותם, לכן אנחנו יורים בהם, כי הם לא שווים. כי מי זה המנובל הזה? שקופץ לי לגדר, אני מוריד אותו עכשיו בכדור בראש, יא אמא, איזה סרט בן זונה עשיתי. כי מי זה הערבים? הם לא שווים, הם כלום, הם תת אדם, הם אפר, הם אפר, הם זבל. ואני אומר לך, שככה אנחנו מחנכים את הילדים.
The greatest lie humanity tells itself is that we have outgrown human sacrifice. We call it by different names now, and make our offering to different gods. We offer young men we call soldiers, as if the designation means that their mothers cry less when they die. We call masses of humanity collateral damage and turn our eyes away from the pictures of their lifeless bodies as we sip our morning coffee. And the truth is, we don't do it because we are heartless. We do it because we believe that it is necessary for the world to keep running. We do it because we believe that the gods whose favor we so desperately seek, freedom, security, prosperity, flourishing, that they demand blood as the price of their favor. We do it because we cannot see any other choice. And maybe that's why we read the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, on Rosh Hashanah. Because the story of the Akedah isn't about inconceivable obedience. When Abraham prepares to sacrifice Isaac, he is just accepting the same bargain of blood we still accept today, that some need to die for the world to flourish.
My name is Mickey. I'm a major in the IDF reserves, and I'm also a volunteer police officer in the Israeli police. Anybody who's going to be left in Gaza when we get there, all y'all are gonna die, each and every one of you. Your house is gonna be demolished. Your family ain't gonna have no place to live. Better start running. So I suggest you leave Gaza and you never ever return. That's our territory now. You're done there. Leave or die.
The Israelis demand of the Palestinians, run for your lives. Run from Rafah, the way you ran from Gaza City, the way you ran from Jabalia, the way you ran from Deir al-Bala, the way you ran from Beit Hanun, the way you ran from Khan Yunis. Run, or we will kill you. We will drop VBU 39 bombs on your tent encampments and set them ablaze. We will spray you with bullets from our machine gun equipped drones. We will pound you with artillery and tank shells. We will shoot you down with snipers. We will decimate your tents, your refugee camps, your cities, your towns, your homes, your schools, your hospitals, and your water purification plants. We will rain death from the sky. Run for your lives again and again and again. Pack up the few belongings you have left, blankets, a couple of pots, some clothes. We don't care how exhausted you are, how hungry you are, how terrified you are, how sick you are, how old you are, how young you are. Run, run, run. And when you run in terror, the one part of Gaza, we will make you turn around and run to another, trapped in a labyrinth of death, back and forth, up and down, side to side, 6, 7, 8 times. Toy with you like mice in a trap, then we deport you so you can never return, or we kill you. Let the world denounce the genocide. What do we care? The billions in military aid flows unchecked from our American ally. The fighter jets, the artillery shells, the tanks, the bombs, an endless supply. We kill children by the thousands. We kill women and the elderly by the thousands. The sick and the injured, without medicine and hospitals, die. We poison the water. We cut off the food. We make you starve. We created this hell. We are the masters. Law, duty, a code of conduct. They do not exist for us. But first, we toy with you, we humiliate you, we terrorize you, we revel in your fear, we are amused by your pathetic attempts to survive. You are not human, you are creatures, Undermensch. We feed our lust for domination. Look at our posts on social media. They have gone viral. One shows soldiers grinning in a Palestinian home with the owners tied up and blindfolded in the background. We loot. Rugs, cosmetics, motorbikes, jewelry, watches, cash, gold, antiquities. We mock your misery. We cheer your death. We celebrate our religion, our nation, our identity, our superiority by negating and erasing yours. Depravity is moral. Atrocity is heroism. Genocide is redemption.